Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, November 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news text to 911 is now available in Hardy County, which gives individuals the ability to make an emergency call via text message. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office text to 911 installation process initially began in November of 2018 and was finalized last week, October 2020. If you must text 911, please keep these in mind. Keep messages brief. Text the location, nature of emergency, and your name. Avoid slang and abbreviations. Don't text and drive. And avoid text lingo, as information can be misinterpreted. So, just as a little advice, please use plain English, no abbreviations, no shortcuts for messages. Just, you're communicating with a real person on the other end, and they may not know the same terms that you do. So please use plain English and avoid slang, abbreviations, and text lingo. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. Tonight, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Arcadia to play a non-district matchup against the DeSoto County Bulldogs. Game time starts at 7 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on AM 1310, FM 102.1, and around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Merry Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, on Friday, November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are now available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County? Hardy Manor Nursing and Rehab Center in Wauchula is looking for a dietary aide. Long-term care and food service experience is preferred, and you must be qualified in accordance with state-specific dietary and nursing home requirements. Ground Level in Bowling Green is looking for an accounts payable clerk. 1 year of accounts payable and Microsoft Excel experience is preferred. And Residence Inn by Marriott in Sebring is looking for a part-time laundry attendant. English fluency and 1 year of cleaning experience is preferred, with other physical demands required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather reporting and forecast. Your weather last updated 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 82 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy, intermittent clouds, 43% chance of rain, air quality is fair, maximum UV index 4, winds northeast at 12 miles an hour, wind gusts 15 miles an hour, humidity 63%, indoor humidity also 63%, dew point is 68 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 70%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:48 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, lows around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with a 30% chance of rain, and Friday night, mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 10 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather reporting and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California-grown rice unloaded at a Chinese port last Tuesday completed the first shipment of U.S.-grown rice to China. The U.S. Rice Federation says the premium medium-grain rice from California will be sold by a Chinese retail chain. Chinese importers visited California and two other rice-growing states last year as part of a long-standing effort to open the market to U.S. rice. The U.S. Trade Representative is suspending $817 million in trade preferences for Thailand under the Generalized System of Preferences program after failing to provide U.S. pork with equitable and reasonable market access. Sunday's announcement follows a 2018 National Pork Producers Council petition asking the USTR to review Thailand's eligibility for the GSP program that offers duty-free treatment to certain goods entering the U.S. NPPC President A.V. Roth thanked the administration, saying Thailand has taken full advantage of U.S. trade benefits for years while imposing a completely unjustified de facto ban on U.S. pork. Organic fresh produce sales exceeded $2.2 billion for the third quarter this year, with volume sales up 15% from the same period in 2019 and dollar sales up 16%. Organic Produce Network CEO Matt Seeley tells ThePacker.com organics drove twice the dollar share compared to volume share, 12% of total produce dollars and 6% of produce volume, underscoring why organics are so powerful and important to retailers.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The University of Florida received nearly $4.5 million in USDA grants to fight citrus greening, otherwise known as Huanglongbing. One of the projects that will receive some of the funding combines two biological strategies that are proven to help control Asian citrus psyllid, which is a vector for citrus greening disease. Here's Dr. Bryony Bonning, who's in the Department of Entomology and Nematology at the University of Florida.
So our goal for the Asian citrus psyllid project is to develop new approaches for reducing the psyllid populations. So approaches that would be environmentally friendly, rather than the current widespread application of chemical insecticides that will kill everything, all the insects that they come into contact with.
The approach Dr. Bonning will be working on involves combining insect-killing bacteria Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, with gene silencing. She says, though, controlling Asian citrus psyllid will require an integrated approach.
I should emphasize that this new tool that we're in the process of developing will be used alongside other tools from other research groups in a sort of integrated pest management approach to manage not only the psyllid, but also the pathogen that causes citrus greening.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the research being done to control citrus greening disease.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay, and how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning, extending yesterday's post-election rally. The key averages are soaring even as the presidential race remains undecided. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 751,000.
Despite the drop, a surge in viral cases and Congress's failure so far to provide more aid for struggling individuals and businesses are threatening to deepen Americans' economic pain. 8 months after the pandemic flattened the economy, weekly jobless claims still point to a stream of layoffs. Before the virus struck in March, the weekly figure had remained below 300,000 for more than five straight years.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Worker productivity increased between July and September, but at a slower pace than in the previous quarter, productivity advancing 4.9% in the third quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Nearly 2 months after becoming the first FBS conference to cancel fall sports, the MAC has become the last conference to reinstate football for 2020. Mid-American Conference Commissioner John Steinbrecher was asked how his teams might qualify for an elite bowl game after playing only six games.
If one or more teams distinguish themselves, I believe they will receive consideration. If we get some teams that rip through and they're sitting there at 6-0, 5-1, 7-0, 6-1, if we get through a football championship game, I think they'll be in that consideration, but time will tell.
There were six MAC openers played last night. Kent State defeated Eastern Michigan 27-23. It was Western Michigan 58, Akron 13, Buffalo 49, Northern Illinois 30, Central Michigan 30, Ohio 27, Miami of Ohio 38, Ball State 31, Toledo 38, Bowling Green 3. This is SRN Sports. Carolina Panthers coach Matt Rhule is very hopeful Christian McCaffrey will play Sunday against the Chiefs after the running back went through his first padded practice on Wednesday since week two.
Yeah, Christian was at practice today. He looked like Christian. He looked good. He looks sharp. We'll see how his body responds to, you know, obviously he did a little bit last week. But, you know, this was his first padded day. See how his body responds to, the duress of today see how it responds tomorrow morning into tomorrow afternoon.
McCaffrey has missed the last six games with a high ankle sprain. Cleveland Browns star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is scheduled to have surgery early next week to repair a torn knee ligament that ended his season in an October 25th game at Cincinnati. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, be nice to nerds. You might end up working for one someday. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.